The Concerto a Due Cori No. 1 by George Frederick Handel. Jean Lehmann conducted Tafelmusik.
We are Henry Ford College's own broadcast and internet station, WHFR Dearborn, proudly broadcasting out of our Evergreen Road campus location for nearly 30 years. If you would like to support WHFR and you have a business or an organization that might like to partner with our station, we'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, Susan McGraw, WHFR General Manager, 313-845-9842. That's 313-845-9842. We call that concept underwriting. It's a sponsorship of sorts for our airwaves. We'll give the shout out to your business name, a little bit about what you do, and contact information. It's not a commercial, it's underwriting, and it's a great way to connect your business or organization with WHFR. We have a very loyal listener base, and our listeners are very good to our underwriters. So give us a call and see if it might be something that might work for you. Tax deductible opportunity as well. Call today.
Thank you.
the Polonaise number one by Henryk Wieniawski. We heard violinist Laurent Corsia with pianist Jean-Eflamme Bavouzet. I'm Mindy Ratner. It's good to have your company on Thanksgiving Day. And we are going to observe the day with music by American composers. John Adams, for one. We'll hear the Chairman Dances coming up a little bit later on this hour. And we have what is essentially a Copland sandwich, one Aaron Copland piece that's very well known, El Salón México, coming up in just a little while. And then later in the hour, a piece that Aaron Copland actually wrote for performance on the radio, you know, back in the days when radio stations and networks had their own orchestras, Saga of the Prairies, coming up later on. Joan Tower wrote a piece called Made in America, and it was the result of a question, and that was, what would happen if the entire classical music world banded together? And what happened was that the American Symphony Orchestra League, Meet the Composer, got together, and funded by the Ford Motor Company Fund and the National Endowment for the Arts, a group of 65 smaller budget American orchestras did precisely that back in 2001. And it was in honor of that that Joan Tower wrote Made in America. We have the world premiere recording by Leonard Slatkin and the Nashville Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
The world premiere recording of that music by Joan Tower. Leonard Slatkin conducted the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. This next music is also made in America, but it evokes a hot spot in Mexico City. It's by Aaron Copland, and it's called El Salón México. Salon Mexico by Aaron Copland. Antal Dorati conducted the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. John Adams, American composer of our time, offers us music that takes us to China. This is called The Chairman Dances. Here's David Zinman with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. A little steamy there for a while when Madame Mao entices her husband, the chairman, to dance. The Chairman Dances by John Adams, kind of a byproduct of his work on the opera Nixon in China. David Zinman conducted the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
On this Thanksgiving Day, we have another helping seconds on Aaron Copland this hour. And this time it's music that he wrote not for the concert hall, but for the radio. Saga of the Prairies was composed in 1937 on a commission from the Columbia Broadcasting System. Their orchestra played the first performance July 25th, 1937. Here's Keith Clark with the Pacific Symphony.
Thank you.
Saga of the Prairies, or Music for Radio by Aaron Copland. Keith Clark conducted the Pacific Symphony.
WHFR Dearborn. We are Henry Ford College's broadcast and internet station, proudly broadcasting for almost 30 years from the main campus of Henry Ford College, right here in Dearborn, Michigan. And we thank you for tuning in. Maybe you've been joining us for all of those 30 years, or maybe you're a newbie at WHFR. But either way, we hope you're enjoying this programming. We do have such a variety. We call it alternative variety, which means you're going to hear different things than you would normally hear on the traditional radio dial. And that's our mission. That's what we do, to play music and present programming that is not very often heard on other stations. It's an option, a choice just for you. And we hope you're enjoying it. Speaking of options and choices, want to sign up for our electronic newsletter? Well, it's new, it's free, and it's just for you. Simply go on our website, whfr.fm, and click on the link that says, I want to sign up for the electronic newsletter. We'll email that newsletter to you about a monthly basis, and we think you'll enjoy the information.
Here's pianist Pierre-Laurent Aimard with the Etude No. 11 for Arpeggios by Claude Debussy.